winning with Vision View Sports Radio.
But yeah, South African senior national team, Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Bruce has announced the provisional 34-man squad to start the preparing for the crucial back-to-back 2022 Qatar FIFA World Cup qualifiers against Ethiopia in October. Obviously, the squad will be trimmed still. We've got the man who knows all about that, Prince Sobayeni, Far Post reporter. Prince, how are you, my brother?
Good afternoon, guys. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, hey, super. That's okay. It's quite just put me there. 34-man squad. Bafana in Group G, I believe. What do you make of the squad so far?
It's more or less the same squad that played Ghana and Zimbabwe, you know, earlier this month. A young squad, full of fresh, you know, young players. We already saw what the coach is about when he played the first two games. And I think from where we are, we can be comfortable with the fact that, you know, it was a new team, but they managed to get 4 points. Of course, you know, there's a few, one or two players that I thought, you know, deserved a chance, you know, to be in the team based on performances and their consistency over the last few weeks. But overall, I think, you know, I'm satisfied from where I'm sitting. I think it's a good team. It's a new era, and I do think, you know, these players are hungry, and I do think they can, you know, they can get all 6 points against Ethiopia.
Okay, and now you spoke about, as well, you touched on the squad being a youthful squad, and Brost still, you know, stuck to that. What do you make of some of the players that, you know, have been omitted, the likes of Abu Zwane, again, that topic, you know, the more senior players that are more experienced, you know, wouldn't that be a wise decision to mix with one or two, maybe, you know, of the likes of Zwane?
I do think, you know, the likes of Sandakulu, and surprisingly, he's included Fiso Hlanti, whom, in my opinion, I would have had a Laila K. Like I said, players that I felt should have been in the team.
Yeah.
But the players that are 31 and above, I honestly just think it's just a matter of it's a generational issue. I just think they are part of a generation that has failed South African football for the longest of times. And you know, when national teams do this thing of rebuilding and phasing out some players, they do it in a generational manner. So when Schweinsteiger, Lam, and so forth, you know, had to leave the national team, it didn't mean they were not performing, but it just meant that generation of players, you know, their time was up, and another generation must take over. I just think we have our reservations about the likes of Tulan Ferrero and many others that they feel, okay, are still performing at their clubs, but unfortunately, if we were to accommodate Temo Zwane, then it would ultimately mean let's accommodate all the players from that generation. So, we've had this discussion even on this station to say we know that Mshishi is good in the league, but when it came to the national team, is a different player. So, you know, I support the coach to say this is now the direction that the team must take. Would you be willing to sacrifice Ethan Brooks for Tulan Ferrero, for example? And what is the long-term vision behind that? And if you look at it from where the coach is going, he would rather retain, you know, Ethan Brooks than have Ferrero for 6 months. And then after 6 months, then introduce Ethan Brooks much later than he should have. So I just think it's a matter of, just moving forward with the generation. And I think these boys have shown us in the first two games that they can actually do better than the seniors or the older generation. So why not keep them?
And I mean, the last time he made, of course, that squad announcement, as in Nyamgen Gani fans, they're not too happy because they're like, but where are our players? But this time around, we see Vincent Pule has been included in the squad. There's also Tsegofatso Mabaso who have been called up. What do you make of the inclusion of these players, and what does this now say to Orlando Pirates?
I mean, honestly speaking, if you look at the guy, the coach, the way that he's approached things, is a guy that's here to award call-ups according to performance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Nabo Goodman, I mean, Paris has been doing well.
Mm.
We saw them even last weekend when they won the game. And some of these players, they played a big role, you know, in that game and even in the games before. So it's to say, it doesn't matter which clubs you're from, whether you are Tabani Zouke from Golden Arrows or you are Matt from Sekhukhune, it doesn't matter which team you play.
Mm-hmm.
If you are performing and you are good enough, you will be in the national team. You get a chance. And I think it's refreshing because we've seen in the past that you'd find us fans saying, only the big three and the Gauteng teams and so forth must be getting players into the national team because of whatever. But the coach is looking at players from, you know, all over the country and even from the so-called small teams. And it's so refreshing because
mm-hmm.
it means that they've broadened the pool, they've broadened the scouting as well. So it's quite good to see, you know, young players who are performing, you know, they're getting a chance,
mm-hmm.
regardless of which team they play for. Terence Masuiko is another one that people have been saying he's been performing, and now mm-hmm. he's been given a call-up.
Now, Prince, do you see a player like,
Jesse Don, mm-hmm.
as well as, maybe, yeah, let's say Mashiro in there, being included in the final squad, and why wouldn't they be? You know, can they add value, or maybe is it a case of just, you know, getting them in the setup as well, slowly, gradually, like you were saying? Would you put him in the final 23-man squad?
I would definitely put Mashiko in
yeah.
the final squad. I mean, considering already that we were playing Nico Mopi left back in the first two games.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah, I mean, Nico gave his best for a player that was deployed in a position that he's not used to, but we would naturally want to have a left back. I think that's why he's even called up front, because of we are so thin at left back. And it's part of the reason that I think in his thinking, although, like I said, I would have prepared, my opinion at the current moment, the best left back in the country is Laila K. I would have prepared to have Laila K, but in his absence, I mean, Mashiko has been, you know, also one of the best left backs, one of the performing left backs in the country.
How old is Lake the Prince, by the way?
Who?
Lake, is it, how old is Lake?
Lake is 30 now, he's a 91. So it's
maybe then it goes back to what you were saying as well.
Yeah, but I do think, you know, the coach, he looks at age as well, but if then we're to be consistent, Lanti is 31.
Yes.
So therefore, then it defeats that argument.
Yeah.
If we were to use that argument, and I think Lake is a year younger than Lanti.
Mm, just a year. Yeah.
So for me, I would have had Lake anyway. Maybe they looked at height as well. We don't know what kind of profiling they did for them to, you know, pick Lanti over Lake.
Mm.
But, you know, moving on from that, I don't think Don is going to make the final squad, considering the position that he's playing.
Mm.
You know, the competition is so stiff there, and the coach needs to stream the squad to 23 from the 34. So you can imagine 11 players have to go, 10 infield and one goalkeeper. So I don't think Don, you know, will be part of the midfielders, the central midfielder that will pick at the end. But it is encouraging for him to be included in the professional squad, because it would mean, young man, keep working hard because I'm watching you. So I think it would be an encouragement for him. But if you look at the likes of Tebogo Mokoena, Stefano Stole, you know, the players were there in the previous squad. Plus, you then have the likes of Matt and, you know, all of the. I don't think Don will make the final squad, but I think it is an encouragement for him because it's the first time he's included in the senior team.
And Ethiopia? Our opposition, what do you make of them? This upcoming game on the 9th, of course.
Ish, you know, that team is so strong.
I like how you started with Ish.
That team is so strong. That team is so strong, and we know historically as well, they've always given us problems. We would ever forget Bernard Parker scoring that beautiful own goal to the 2014 World Cup. They've always given us problems, but and recently they beat Zimbabwe and Ghana beat them only 1-0. You know,
so it's a strong side.
Yeah, it's a very strong side with a lot of locally based players. I mean, they've strengthened their local league, and it has worked for them because, I mean, they've got a very strong national team that's been together at least for a while now. And but I do think we can get the 6 points. If we can get 4 points against Ghana and Zimbabwe, we can definitely get the 6 points. Worst case, we can come up with 4 points, and then I think we'll still be in the driving seat in the group.
So before we go, would you say then that Hugo Bruce is the right man and he's on the right track? Like, we're heading in the right direction, and this shouldn't be, you know, interrupted by short-term goals, for that matter.
Definitely, definitely. I've said this in the show when he was appointed, by the way, that I do think he's a coach that, you know, when he came in, he said, no, I want young players. I want to introduce young players. Because I felt we were already late by the time that he came in terms of us introducing young players, starting afresh and everything. So he came, he stuck to his guns, and he selected young players, and they gave him 4 points. They fought for 4 points. And I think if from the first two games, the confidence of young players would have grown even further. And considering that this is a second camp, also the chemistry in the team, I mean, in this camp is going to be much better. And I think, you know, we can be positive. If we can just get, not lose any game now and get at least 4 or 6 points, then I think the possibilities of us making it out of the group as the leaders are very high, and we can be proud. You know, we can be proud from where we come from where we had an old team that couldn't even take us to the 2021 AFCON, and now here comes a young squad. First two games they start so well, and you know, under a new coach who's so brave, who seems to be clear also about what kind of style he wants to play, which is attacking football, wants to score goals, entertaining football. So, you know, and if you look against Ghana, the fighting spirit is there, the teamwork, the cohesion, the organization. So everything, you know, when you watch, especially the Ghana game, the home game, when you watch that team, you're like, no, the coach is onto something. So we just need to keep supporting him and hope for the best.
Yeah, hope for the best indeed. And Prince, thank you very much for availing yourself. I'm also optimistic, and you know, about the youthful nature of the squad and the direction we're heading. So yeah, man, let's support them.
Thank you, Chloe. Thank you, Terminator. Yeah, let's hope that the team will do well. Maybe we'll have a conversation maybe after the two games.
Of course.
Definitely. Thank you, Prince.
All right, cheers, guys.
Cheerio, you too. Prince Somayeni, Far Post reporter. Well, he seems very optimistic about that squad. And news in, Terminator, we finally have that squad.
I can see it's a long list.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.